We learned on Saturday that bossa nova pioneer Joao Gilberto died at the age of 88.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem que passa.
Joao Gilberto's fame outside of Brazil had a lot to do with this recording from 1964. The Girl from Ipanema, of course. Stan Getz on sax, Joao Gilberto on guitar and voice. Enunciation you could learn a language by. His touch on the guitar insisted you pay attention. The woman's voice, by the way, belongs to Astrid Gilberto, Joao's wife at the time.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Joao Gilberto did not write The Girl from Ipanema himself, but you could say he paved the way for that song in the 1950s when he wrote and released this track called Bim Bom.
Bim Bom, Bim Bim.
Another Brazilian musician, Antonio Carlos Jobim, heard Bim Bom, loved it, and wound up as one of Joao Gilberto's main collaborators. It was Jobim who wrote The Girl from Ipanema and most of the other songs on the famous Getz Gilberto album, and he wrote them with Joao's guitar in mind, a sound that some in Brazil called violão gago, or stammering guitar. Gilberto was essentially slowing down the beat of samba, making his guitar sound off-kilter in a hip way. That was in Jobim's head when he wrote Chega de Saudade for Gilberto's guitar, making it the first bossa nova hit in Brazil, even before Getz Gilberto won over the rest of the world. Listen to how the flute and Gilberto's guitar almost work against each other in the song's intro. That is bossa nova.
Vá, minha tristeza, e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade a realidade.
Joao Gilberto, a lot of people are missing you, but we'll always have your stammering guitar. Our theme music is by Ned Porter. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. We'll be back with you tomorrow.